Now to that ominous warning about the big silence. A global team of scientists says we're in the midst of a catastrophic collapse in the populations of many insect species, with mass extinctions and alarming consequences for the planet. And the scientists say climate change is to blame, along with the overuse of pesticides and more intensive agriculture. Sarah White with this report.
Must be bees or something on the field. So Faf du Plessis dropped, everybody drops. So it's a swarm of bees across the ground.
They're an essential part of life on this planet, even if they do have an annoying habit of getting into places where we don't want them to be.
Never a pleasant sensation when that happens. I hope no one's allergic.
But international cricket matches and the odd backyard barbecue aside, bugs and creepy crawlies could be causing fewer interruptions to our lives in the future. A new study is warning that 40% of the world's insect species are threatened by extinction. The study has been published in the Biological Conservation Journal. Dr. Francisco Sanchez Bayo is one of the authors of the report from the University of Sydney. He blames a number of factors for the mass insect decline.
The main one is the loss of habitat, which is due to several factors: agricultural expansion, urbanization, expansion as well, and deforestation. And the second driver is the use of chemical fertilizers.
The study pulled together information from more than 70 data sets from across the globe, some dating back more than a century. It says that bees, ants and beetles are disappearing 8 times faster than mammals, birds or reptiles. And Dr. Sanchez Bayo says these findings could have devastating effects on other animal groups.
They are the food source of many other animals, and let's say birds, bats, all the amphibians, all the reptiles, or most of the reptiles.
But other scientists, like Dr. Manu Saunders from the University of New England in Armidale, is sceptical of the research.
I think that it's definitely a cause for concern, but this narrative of global declines in populations of all insect species, there's no data to show that.
She says the recent media hype could be counterproductive to how governments and policymakers address the threats to insects.
People told that we're all going to die, everything's horrible, it's too late, a lot of people will then just give up and not bother trying to make change.
And Dr. Saunders believes the gap in knowledge about insect populations is a greater concern.
The basic issue is that insects have not been studied historically, and this is going back, you know, for decades. There's been more focus on mammals and birds and plants in some areas. So we just don't have a lot of data on insects.
But despite the lack of data from Australia, Dr. Sanchez Bayo has noticed a dramatic decline.
You can notice, for example, if you drive through the countryside now in summertime, you won't see any insects crashing on your windscreen. We don't have them now.
And he says this study is raising a red flag rather than hysterical buzz.
It's a reality. It's a reality. This is not my finding. It's the finding of 70 groups of entomologists all around the world in the last 30 years. So we just put it together simply to ring the alarm bell because it's a real concern.
Dr. Francisco Sanchez Bayo from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Sarah White.